Singer Shane McGowan, who died yesterday, is to be remembered in London tonight, the city where he spent much of his youth. The London Irish Centre is hosting a Songs for Shane special celebration. We've been speaking to the creative director at the centre, Gary Dunn, who's been telling me how the event came about.
The idea came from the community when the very sad news spread through the London Irish community yesterday. The first people that called us were two guys called Ronan and Andy and a gang of London Irish musicians who just felt the urge to get together and celebrate and sing and remember one of their own.
And can you give us a sense, Gary, of how important Shane was to the London Irish community? I mean, that was the community he came from, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, Brian, I don't think I can think of a more uniquely London and Irish voice. I'm obviously in the soup of it here at the moment, and I'm seeing tributes and memories and reflections coming in from everywhere. And I think there very much was a sense of, you know, quote unquote, he was one of our own. You know, musically, he brought the world of Luke Kelly and the dance halls and trads, but the fusion with the electricity of London at that time, I think it very much expresses and resonates with the lived experience a lot of the Irish community in London, of the multiple generations, the people who moved over in their 50s, their kids and grandkids. And I think Shane's unique, magical, beautiful art expressed something that a lot of them were feeling on the inside. And his passing is a major moment for a lot of people.
And you think as well, Gary, particularly for an older generation of London Irish, he allowed them to be proud of their heritage, perhaps at a time when, you know, being Irish wasn't something people might necessarily have wanted to advertise.
Possibly. I mean, it's not my experience to speak to, but I mean, I do hear those ideas. I certainly feel right across the community and at the Irish Centre here today, the love and regard. It certainly was a complicated time for the Irish in London for obvious reasons. And I think, you know, speaking personally, the love that Shane had from the inside for his Irish roots and the way he channeled and connected that with the great city of London, I think that is what people love, and his truly unique London Irish voice. And as I said, his passing, you can feel the sadness around the streets of London today. And I've just come off the tube there where I picked up the Metro, the London Metro paper, and top of it was a beautiful picture of Shane and his name. And it's a sad day.
Of course, he also played fairly regularly there at the centre, didn't he? It was a kind of a musical home from home.
Absolutely. I mean, like, the London Irish Centre has been around for nearly 70 years, and it was very much set up by and for that wave in the mid-20th century. And Shane would have come from that community. And in the mid-80s, and even pre-Pogues, back when they were Pogue Mahone, they played gigs in our Kennedy Hall, opened by Ted Kennedy in 1964. So we have brilliant footage of them playing, you know, Waxy Stargell. And in fact, their debut album, Red Roses For Me, the cover of that album, a lot of people will know the iconic image of the band standing around a portrait of JFK. That was shot at the London Irish Centre. So they were very much bedded into the London Irish Centre of the 1980s. And that's part of why tonight is so important.
Yeah. And I mean, all of this exemplified by the fact that I think it's a sellout.
Oh, I mean, I think I won't say hundreds, but many London Irish musicians who are gathering in Camden Town tonight for this gig. We announced the gig, we called it Songs for Shane, and within minutes, 500 tickets were gone. And as I said, the desire to gather, and we did a similar thing with when Sinead O'Connor passed. You know, the Irish Centre has become a place where people gather at moments like this. And tickets went, 500 tickets went in minutes. I'm sure it will be a special, a memorable and sad night.
On a rainy night in Soho, the wind was whistling on its shore.